live from the Wheeler Resort in Northern California here in the Emeralda Room of our Wheeler Resort restaurant. This is the Dean Wheeler Way. I'm Dean Wheeler, and I don't think I've ever hosted my own segment on the Phil Henry Show, but it's midweek, and you know, we're really leaving our summer months. Margaret Gray is here, Bud Dickman. And what I've asked is that there is a level of respect. I know that you guys like to cut it up and have fun.
Well, we do like to have, we introduce humor.
I know the kind of humor, and, you know, I'm familiar with Phil's sense of humor.
Well, but we want to be respectful to you, Dean.
Right, so when you, you know, I sound like a panicked monkey. Let's start this, let's start it all over again. Well, start it all over again.
And go.
And welcome to the Emeralda Room here at our restaurant in Northern California at the Wheeler Resort. This is the Dean Wheeler Way. Hello, everyone. I'm Dean Wheeler. Excited to be doing our very first live remote netcast from the Emeralda Room, a restaurant that we're very proud of. This is where our you know, many of the resort clientele like to eat. We're a little crowded tonight because the season's sort of coming to an end, even though it's almost Thanksgiving. And I think a lot of the business we're having here has to do with Thanksgiving, General.
Yes, people like to spend Thanksgiving at the Wheeler Resort and engaging in a lot of the... I don't know a lot about your business.
Well, I was hoping that we would have Dr. Jim Sadler here, but he's
Dr. Sadler's late arriving.
He's late arriving, okay. Anyway, what I would say is, yeah, you're absolutely right. We've got an upswing in business because Thanksgiving's coming. A lot of people like to travel here to the Wheeler Resort and enjoy. But the Wheeler Resort is a lot more than just people having a couple of drinks and enjoying themselves.
You do a health food. Is this a health food restaurant?
Take it easy, bud.
Bud, to answer your question, we do have vegan dishes. We have an assortment of healthy eating, I would say. A great everything prepared with you in mind and your health.
If I wanted to get macaroni and cheese or something, no.
We're not going to do macaroni and cheese.
So if Bud, for instance, and you know they don't serve that, Bud.
No, I know you don't serve macaroni and cheese per se, but is there a healthy version of it?
That's a good question.
I don't think we have a healthy version of if you take pasta and cheese and combine it, there's not much you can do that is going to be low-cal when it comes to, although there are certain cheeses, the Swisses and the Biancas and the Bivactas.
Those are cheeses, huh?
Yes, those are cheeses that we only sell here at the Wheeler Resort.
So you have the Swiss cheese, I know, is a low-cal cheese, sort of. Bianca and Bivaca.
Yeah, and these are cheeses. Don't ask me about them because, you know, they're cheese. We've got it's cheese and we've got it.
Okay.
So we have that, and so macaroni and cheese, Bud, I would have to say is probably going to be a tough one, but we could whip something up for you. But
I was just wondering about mac and cheese and if you have any of the chicken tenders.
Any meat that we serve is very low sodium meat. So most of it is turkey. Most of it is salmon. We have very light, very, very light, thin chickens and the very light, thin hams.
Now, what do you mean by a light, thin chicken?
Well, three guesses. It's a chicken that, you know, was on a treadmill. I'm kidding, of course. I'm joking.
That's cute.
Thank you. No, what we mean by a light chicken is that it has... much of the fat, of course, it's been deboned, it's defatted, and it is succulated. That is, much of the fattening regimen and regimes are siphoned from it, so you have a nice chicken breast or chicken leg that'll sit there and look right back at you and say, uh-huh, I'm going inside of you, whether you like it or not. I guess that didn't sound good.
No, it sounded rather aggressive.
Sorry. Dean Wheeler here at the Wheeler Resort, and I wanted to bring on some longstanding people. I know that we have with us Dr. Raccoon from the Yago Institute. And Dr. Raccoon?
Yes, it's wonderful to be here with you. Is Baboon...
Yes, I'll be there in a minute.
I know that Baboon is here.
Well, since we sort of buried the hatchet, I know that we've gotten much closer and much more understanding of each other's philosophies.
As long as you recognize the Ago Institute is the foundational voice of Yogo, as you call it, or Yogo.
Yes, of course I understand that. I didn't invent Yogo. What I tried to do is take from Yogo the very best that it had to offer and apply it to many of the fat slobs, not the fat slobs.
You see, you're being disrespectful.
Many of the people that come to us who are weight challenged.
Baboon, where are you?
I'll be there in a moment.
We're here overseeing this very first season with our combined efforts of the Ugo Institute in New York, as well as your yoga classes here in Northern California.
Are you going to be staying for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Baboon.
Dr. Raccoon?
Will we be staying for Thanksgiving?
I think so.
Okay. Baboon.
What?
Yeah, Dr. Baboon's over there enjoying some of the aromatherapies.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Woo! That's good.
Well, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. We have marvelous aromatherapy. We have great oils.
I saw you have the lavenders, you have eucalyptus, marvelous oils for the aromatherapy.
Do you believe in aromatherapy?
Do I believe in aromatherapy? I don't know what...
Well, in other words, that by applying to the nasalism, a scent that can waft in and clear out.
I don't know what you're talking about when you say the nasalism.
These are terms that here at the Wheeler Institute we use.
Okay.
What I'm talking...
Are you saying to inhale the curative effects of the eucalyptus and lavender?
Yeah, okay, if that's the way...
Yes, that's certainly... What did you call that again, Dean?
Well, you inhale... What Dr., you know, Raccoon here...
Yeah, the name's Raccoon. Yeah.
Yeah, don't wear it out.
I'm not going to wear anything out. The thing I wear out... is sitting on your shoulders. Forget it.
Oh, that is a violent thought there. You didn't need to do that, Dean.
Dean, that is uncalled for. I'm sorry, okay?
Let me go and get... Hey, Baboon, we leave. Go get the car. Bring it around.
Yes, sir.
Baboon will bring the car around.
Well, are you leaving?
Yes. I don't need to listen to this violence.
I didn't mean to God damn me.
What's the language?
I'm sorry. Folks, I wanted to talk a little bit more extensively there with Dr. Baboon. Or Raccoon, or whatever, which... you were just talking to Dr. Raccoon. Oh, okay, Dr. Raccoon. I wanted to tell him about the aromatherapies and the lavenders and the oils that permeate up into the nasality, that was the word I was looking for, and then sifts into the sinuses so that what you have then... you're informed. Your eyes and sinuses, everything in your head is informed by the lavender. You know what I mean by that?
All right, so the lavender being the lavender aroma.
From the lavender oil.
Yes, the lavender oil.
Yeah, and again, I didn't mean to offend you or anything, Dr. Wheeler. I mean, Mr. Wheeler.
I'm not a doctor. I wish in many ways I was. I suppose I could invent a doctorate to give myself, like Dr. Elcott.
Well, he didn't invent the day. Elcott, the next step, is an entire system.
Yeah, no, I know. But, I mean, they cooked up some doctorate.
Dr. Elcott on line 3.
What the hell?
What are you talking about?
Well, he's listening in.
Dr. Elcott. Dr. Elcott, hi. Dean Wheeler.
Hello, Dean. And I couldn't help but overhear when you said that I cooked up a doctorate. You may think that it was something that I invented to puff up or puff out my ego, but the doctorate that I have in Elcott, the next step, I sweated for, I worked for, I yearned for it, I ground it and grinded and grinded, and I worked my tail off to get that. And it's guys like you who...
I didn't mean to denigrate it. I just didn't know that it was an actual... It was a doctorate that you guys invented.
Well, it was invented by none other than Hefner Elcott, who said, along this path will walk the doctorate northerlies, the priesterlies, and the apple preserves. These three unification models will become doctors of Elcott, the next step. And that was the last thing that Hefner Elcott said before he stepped in front of a runaway carriage and was dragged to his death on the dirt streets of San Bernardino, California. Now, that is a...
Oh, my God.
That is an honest... Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's an honest truth.
You're telling me that Huebner Elcott was... I had no idea that's how he died.
It doesn't matter how he died, because he was formulated and processed into a new man. That is an elevated man, and a man beyond the overlord, beyond the overseer, one who lives on deck, as we say.
And on deck means means what, in heaven?
Yes, it means in heaven. Thank you.
All right, I didn't mean to offend you, Dr. Elcott.
Well, you've got to watch your step with some of these monkeys. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say that, but...
I know what you're talking about, Dr. Elcott. Some people like to freelance.
They do like to freelance, and I can tell you, when I have overlords hanging over me like a bad stink... What's that? Oh, fuck. Yay!
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Elcott. Dr. Ed Elcott checking in from where was that?
I think it's probably at the Redeemery in Northern California, Big Sur.
He's either at Big Sur, he's in Wampaw.
And I know they have a facility in Hawaii.
Yes, in Kauai, as my understanding.
Don't they have it nice, huh? Woo! Get a load of them.
Well, you've got it very nice here.
Well, yes, we're at the Wheeler Resort here in Northern California, just north of San Francisco, on the beautiful, beautiful cliffs of Wheeler. We're right here on top of Wheeler Cliffs, and it is here where we have many of our yoga classes. Now, we're going to have a meal this evening, and this will be a very light quinoa meal. It will be a quinoa steak, and then we'll have the quinoa salad with assorted greens. And with it will be a very light and flavorful tangerine wine, alcohol-free.
That sounds like fun.
What? Alcohol-free? Well, I'm not about to serve. You have to understand something. I come from a history of drug addiction, okay?
Well, that's understood.
I guess I figured that one out.
Yes. Okay, so, yeah, I was in jail for dealing drugs. So if you think I'm going to throw my sobriety away, a very light tangerine, alcohol-free brandy.
I thought it was wine.
I think it's a brandy. Right, Louis?
Yes, it's a brandy. And
that's all I need to hear from you. Thank you. This is Dean Wheeler, and we're very, very excited here to be on here live from the Wheeler Resort Hotel and Restaurant, the Emeralda Room, named after my wife, Emeralda.
The Dean Wheeler Way on the world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by
the world-famous Phil Henry Show website and Backstage Pass. You can get a Backstage Pass for a month or a year at philhenryshow.com and get 50,000 plus hours of our great radio show, our podcasts, digicasts, as well as all of our video casts, as well as home movies, a lot of miscellany, a lot of character clips and different smaller video casts that we did down through the years. Yes, it's all there, and some Snapchat stuff too. It's all there. It's a wild thing. And it's all yours at philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription for a month or for a year today.
The voice of Phil Henry, performed by Bud Dickman.
And back here at Wheeler Resort in Northern California in the Emeralda Room, I'm Dean Wheeler. And here comes Gus Hanley, who's our media representative. Gus, how you doing?
Very good. Very good. We've had a lot of phone calls.
Okay. How are people listening?
People are listening. They're not.
What are you saying?
They're not impressed. They're a little bored, and they wanted to, you know if you could pick it up a little bit.
Oh, they want us to pick it up a little bit.
Right.
Jesus.
Well, you can sing a song if you want.
Emeralda can sing, but she's under the weather. She's back in her room. She's back in the Emeralda suite. I suppose I could sing a song. What do they want? Anything. I'll try to sing something. I don't know what it could be.
Why not sing The Long and Winding Road? That's a good song.
Long and Winding Road. We got that. Tune it up, karaoke, will you?
The long and winding road that leads to your door.
Dean Wheeler, folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Will never disappear.
Jesus. What?
Doesn't
this isn't making it. The people are...
It always leads me here.
You need to do something else.
Leads me to...
We interrupt this program for this very vital message.
This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We interrupt the program because it ain't making it. What they're doing up there at Wheeler Resort is a stiff. And we also understand that much of the staff has been informed and has been affected by the overall depression and near suicidal mind condition of Ted Bell of Ted's Beverly Hills, who had three or four stiff promotions over the last week, leading into this Thanksgiving month of November, which drove him to almost take a handful of pills and just, you know.
Just walk away from it, man. That's all.
So with that in mind, I'm going to turn over to Dr. Jim Sadler. Dr. Sadler?
Thanks very much, Jay. This is Dr. Jim Sadler. I also have Dr. Ron Turner.
Hello.
Yes. We're very concerned about the mindset of Ted. We're going on now 2 weeks with Ted Bell and all of his problems.
Well, I think, you know, when you talk about Ted Bell, you talk about a successful man, a man who's been a part of the Phil Henry program, and a man who's now feeling depressed, that he feels he's been made a clown out of. He feels that he's been used. He feels that the prestige of his restaurant, you know, is...
Yeah, he thinks the prestige of the restaurant doesn't exist, and then it's just, as he said on the show the other day, a clown tent.
Exactly, a clown tent. All of that is affecting how everyone else is feeling. And, of course, I can tell you I just left Ted Bell.
So you did talk to him?
Yes, I just talked to him. He's doing fine. He understands people are concerned. He told me to tell everyone he'll live, and he's going to try to get back to, as he said, bringing decorum and bringing some prestige and decency back to the Ted's Beverly Hills name, so that he's no longer, as he puts it, a fumbling scooter-riding clown out in the middle of Phil Hendry's sawdust.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. That was Dr. Ron Turner. Thank you, Dr. Turner. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler, and we'll take you back now to Northern California.
For everyone, but everybody said that.
Now, I've been informed that they cut away from the program they cut away from the show?
Yeah, they cut away from the show. They had an announcement from Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and they also had one from...
Dr. Jim Satter and Dr. Ron Turner about the mental condition of Ted Bell.
What is the story here with Ted Bell? This is 2 weeks.
Well, they made note of that, apparently.
They did. They made note of the fact that the show has been dealing with Ted Bell for 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks of Ted Bell, how he feels, how he doesn't feel, what he did with his restaurant, what he didn't do with his restaurant. And meanwhile, Wheeler Resort is sitting here, and I'm being made to look like some kind of a monkey.
No, you're not looking like a monkey. You're just...
Well, I've been given short shrift here. The Emeralda Room is open.
Look at folks, the Wheeler Resort is open. The Emeralda Room is open right now. The Wheeler Resort is open for reservations, right?
Yes, through Thanksgiving.
Through Thanksgiving. So do yourself a favor and get a room here at the Wheeler Resort and
enjoy yourself. And I'm sorry about Ted Bell, and I'm sorry about all these other people. I'm Dean Wheeler, okay? This was supposed to be my moment. Take it easy, Dean, all right?
Got a note here that the long and winding road sucked the way you did it.
Well, no kidding, man. Famous Phil Henry Show live from the Emeralda Room at the Wheeler Resort in Northern California has been executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
I'm Dean Wheeler, and thanks for nothing.
Okay. Oh, Dean, take it easy.
No, thanks for nothing.
Get a drink.